always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. For the first time in 15 years, a state has executed an inmate by firing squad. Brad Sigmund's lawyer said his client chose that option over the electric chair or lethal injection. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
It's an option that he could choose because some states, about five states, allow it to be an option. In some states, it can't be the primary option. In some states, you have to show that there is essentially a problem with another method, like lethal injection.
Sigmund was executed in South Carolina on Friday. The evolving tariff landscape is forcing businesses to take a closer look at their supply chains.
Trump administration tariffs will potentially increase costs for critical materials like high-tech components, industrial materials, food, automobiles, and more.
It's a shock on the supply side and the demand side as it relates to how companies need to respond.
President of Data Standards Organization GS1, Bob Carpenter, is working with companies on how to modify supply chains to allow for more options.
Do I want to bring more raw materials or manufacturing onshore versus abroad? Do I think about shortening my supply chain altogether?
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
And President Trump said Friday he's, quote, strongly considering placing new sanctions and tariffs on Russia. A court-appointed lawyer has advised a federal judge to let the Justice Department drop corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, but Paul Clement recommended that prosecutors be barred from ever reviving the charges so they don't hang over Adams forever. Here's CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The argument of the outside counsel seems to be that allowing the case to resurface in the future raises all kinds of ethical issues.
A pastor in Texas says a distinction that many would consider dubious is, to him, a badge of honor.
Landon Schott is celebrating his school's distinction as the least vaccinated school in Texas. Mercy Culture Preparatory Academy in Fort Worth has a measles vaccination rate of just 14%.
Freedom is something that we take seriously. Religious freedom, freedom of our health. And so shout out to MC Prep for being the least vaccinated school in Texas.
Schott delivered the news in a social media video, even as a huge measles outbreak spreads across West Texas and neighboring eastern New Mexico. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A Newark, New Jersey police officer has been killed, another wounded in a shooting. It happened at around 6:30 Friday night. The officers were responding to a report of multiple gunshots they were fired on when they arrived on the scene. A juvenile believed to be the shooter is in custody. That suspect was also shot. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
It's the Bucks against the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with back-to-back games at home. Tonight against the Orlando Magic. Tomorrow night against the Cavaliers. Milwaukee has won four in a row. Bucks shooting guard A.J. Green.
I feel like we've just come together more as a team and are continuing to trust each other more and have been putting a lot of focus on that. And so I think you've been able to see that for us and how we've played. And it's just going to be continuing to take next steps with that, you know, on defense and continuing to do it consistently on offense.
And NFL, only four players have played 16 years or more in Green Bay. Bart Starr, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, and kicker Mason Crosby, who retired yesterday.
I am a culture, team, relationship guy. That's why Green Bay was perfect for me. You know, I chose to stay here over and over again. Never went to free agency until my last year. I chose this place as it chose me, and God's plan was set in place a long time ago that this was where I was supposed to be, and I'm thankful for that every day.
That's Mason Crosby with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. One of the great things about hosting Nightlight, getting recommendations from guests I have on the show. Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel was on the show last week, and we were talking about Parasite director Bong Joon-ho's new film. Chris recommended another of his films made in 2006 called The Host, a thriller about a slimy sea creature created from hazardous waste tossed into a river in Korea. If you like suspense and don't mind subtitles, check it out. Even though the Frasier reboot was canceled, Frasier himself says it's not only coming back for season 3, but will bring extra star power. Paramount Plus pulled the plug after season 2, but Kelsey Grammer says a different network will no doubt pick it up. The Emmy-winning actor added that the executive at Paramount Plus, who gave the green light, left and took all the support for the show with him. Grammer says it will be back, and possibly with Ted Danson returning as Sam Malone. Nice to see Ted finally getting some TV work. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight. Lows in the mid-teens. For the weekend, more sunshine than clouds and warmer. Highs in the upper 40s Saturday, mid-50s Sunday. Dry through most of next week and warm. Lots of 40s and 50s, even some 60s. It's 24 right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the news of the weekend and also discuss Ukraine. Why what's happening there matters here in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And we're back here on the Tom Hartman Program. What have we talked about this week? We have talked about fundamentalism. Did fundamentalists turn out over time to be wrong? When was the time when the fundamentalists over time turned out to be correct? But what has happened is a political coalition built around fundamentalists and those who are willing to be gullible to them and for them. And what we are looking for is a movement of thinkers and doers and people who love democracy and who know we're not always right about everything, but there are some key things that we need to share and that we need to agree on. Let's hear some of those key things from y'all. Let's go to Dave from Buffalo, New York, who I think has his bumper sticker. Dave, you are on the air. Dave, you there? Let's try Conrad. Conrad, you on the air?
Yep, sure am. You know, we're never going to engender anger with maintaining the status quo with the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. The bumper sticker is the middle class become homeless and the rich become profane gods.
Middle class become homeless. The rich become profane gods. Who's for it? Yes. Sounds great. I like profane gods. All right, Kino. Excuse me, Conrad. Thank you so much. Let's go to Kino from Lakeland. You win our most patient listener award. You're on the air, Kino.
Yeah, thank you. I had a friend said, we've got to realize that Trump has the ability to hypnotize people. He's a mean-spirited, he's an irrational criminal, but he has the ability to hypnotize people. And the Democrats have to recruit psychologists and psychiatrists, and especially those who are deprogrammers of cult members, to help understand. He has the Congress, the Republicans hypnotized. There's something missing in their lives. They worship this criminal, and their accessories to criminality, such as breaking the civil laws for employees, civil service laws, offending our friend, Canada, who's been a longtime ally, a wonderful neighbor to have. Now, on Lawrence O'Donnell last night, he had a senator from France who gave us a speech about how Trump is a irrational madman. And that speech from that French senator needs to be published and broadcast and talked about, because we're dealing with an irrational madman, and we have to realize that, his ability to hypnotize people. And a friend says that then Trump is hypnotized by Musk. Trump worships the fact that this is the man designated as the richest man in the world, and he worships money. And so he is hypnotized by Musk. but we've got to deal with hypnosis and how to break these people, especially the Republicans in Congress that are hypnotized.
Thank you, Keno. Appreciate the call. And cults don't end well. Dave from Federal Way, Washington, you're on the air.
Hey, Jeff, you know, when it comes to bumper stickers, I'm not real complicated. Are you familiar with the Sheffer stroke? It basically means not the same. Okay. And, you could have MAGA, the Sheffer stroke, and democracy. And, you know, that would just, you know, it's not the same as democracy. And then as far as, like, you know, a couple other things I wanted to say real quick.
Give me one of them. We're going to try to speed around so we can clear the board. But keep going, Dave.
Yeah. Well, this idea that, you know, about the post-world order, post-World War II order, Valery Zaluzhny, he's a possible replacement for Zelensky. He's been named. He was the chief of staff of their army. He said the United States is, you know, right now destroying the post-World War II order. What we need to keep in mind about that is Russia probably benefited the most from the post-World War II order. And I think it's obvious why he doesn't say they're not, you know, he didn't implicate them as destroying it. I mean, you know, obvious they are, but they do benefit a great deal from it. And then as far as democracy goes, not everybody in America. Arlington is filled with the bodies of soldiers that died for democracy that really didn't experience it. Democracy is just the imperative, really, when it comes right down to it, logically.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the call. Corey, you're on the air from Tacoma.
Hi. Stickers. One, I actually made back in the 1980s, and if we could do it, it'd probably eliminate 99% of our social problems. It was abolish desperation.
Abolish desperation.
You know, capitalism feeds on desperation. You know, capitalism brought us slavery. You know, get people so desperate they'll work for hardly anything. Yeah. The other bumper sticker was the Christian right is neither, as in neither Christian nor correct.
And, got him. Thank you. Thank you, Corey, very much. Appreciate the call. Thanks for being part of the community. Dave from Buffalo, you're on the air.
Thank you. The bumper sticker, when they go low, we cover the hole with our green-powered bulldozer. And fundamentalists are never right as far as Christians. Christians or religious people have always been wrong throughout history. And because they're defined by pure serotonin, which makes it a death cult. All religions are death cults. And as we hold and embrace Easter, we must also hold and embrace the murder of Palestinians within the Israeli war, because it's a religious war. And as religion is, religion does.
And give me the bumper sticker again.
When they go low, we cover the hole with our green-powered bulldozer.
When they go low, we cover the hole with our green power bulldozer. I'll have to type that after. Dave, thank you so much. I want to get to Mike before we get to break. Mike from Friday Harbor, Washington. You are on the air. You are, I think, looking for help setting goals in local communities. That's not a bumper sticker, but it is near and dear to the theme of the week and, frankly, to what I hope we might be helpful with. What are you up against?
I need help in developing this idea I have. We know that the oppositional framing often captures our attention in a reactive and unproductive way. But I'm developing a consensus building tool to help local communities set shared goals. Hmm. And this platform will also connect to communities nationwide.
Is there a way to check out the tool online? Is there a way for people to look at it? Go ahead and plug it.
It's at very early stages, although I've been recognizing the need for ever.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just the.
All right. Well, if you want to, you can send it to the show, or you can hit me on Blue Sky. I'm happy to take a look. It's a genuine offer. If you want to send it to me, I can't promise that I'd be able to do something. But if you want to send it to me, I'll read anything that you send to me. Let's go to Michael from Lake Bay, Washington. You're on the air, Michael.
Hi, Jefferson. My bumper sticker is Don't Musk My Democracy.
Don't Musk My Democracy. Thank you very much, Michael. Appreciate it a ton. Let's go to Jeff from Portland. That's a good town and a good name. Hello, Jeff.
Happy Friday, Jefferson. Thanks for the teaching and preaching. What Tom does and what you do so well when he's gone is bring us the truth. And, you know, in these Orwellian fascist times, the truth is not only what we need, it's what will set us free from this tyranny, from the tyranny of this wannabe king and his muskrat apprentice. And to that point, my bumper sticker is shared prosperity and democracy, not greedy oligarchs and autocracy. And finally, Jefferson, I don't think it's asking a lot for people to expect Democrats to forget civility and start shouting like Al Green and fighting like hell for the people and for the survival of this Democratic Republic. In 2016 and 2020, we all saw the Democratic Party establishment and the power players flex their muscle and coalesce to deny Bernie Sanders from being the party nominee. How come we're not seeing the same flexing to keep Trump from becoming a dictator? Your thoughts? Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff, I appreciate the call. I heard the bumper sticker, although I wasn't able to type it as fast as it would take for me to get it onto bumper sticker, but I got the shared prosperity and democracy. What was the second part?
Shared prosperity and democracy, not greedy oligarchs and autocracy.
Not greedy oligarchs and autocracy. We're going to have a big bumper, but it's going to work. Okay, so thank you so much, Evan. Thanks for the kind words. I do think there have to be moments of genuine emotional honesty. That exactly where and when and by whom those happen, I think that's happened in more than one place by more than one person. And that emotional honesty cannot be silenced, and cannot merely be civil, and cannot merely be quiet. That doesn't mean I throw a stone at somebody who chooses civility, who chooses kindness, who chooses quiet, who chooses meditation, who chooses a sit-in. I think there's lots of ways to manifest truth in this moment. I do think it's not to be glib. A difference is the Democratic Party controls something within the ambit, has more influence than the Democratic Party. Democratic Party has almost no influence over what Trump does, almost no influence over what the House does, almost no influence over what the Senate does, almost no influence over what the Supreme Court does, which is why my big point, and maybe this is what I'll say before we go to break, we need to build a movement around recruitment. It is easy to build a movement around argument because it's kind of fun to argue. It's kind of, you say blank, and I say blank is wrong. You say red, I say blue. We build a movement on argument. Now, a challenge of the movement of argument is that the person you're arguing with, you push away, you don't draw towards. That doesn't mean we can't argue. Doesn't mean we shouldn't argue. We kind of have to, and we need to give people the tools to argue. But argument tends to be an insufficient way to build a movement, an insufficient way to build a party, insufficient way to build an organization, insufficient way to build a country, by the way. One of the reasons I'm so frustrated by our immigration policy is we need a recruitment-based immigration policy that is bringing to the country what we need to be as strong and as virtuous as we can be. So what would a recruitment-based movement look like, pro-democracy movement look like? One of our callers earlier said, well, it might start with a kind word. It might start with holding the door for somebody. That's a wonderful way as a first line, and then the second line happens then, or it happens next time you see them. It might mean putting bumper stickers on our car and finding people who might agree. It might mean building your own audience in social media if you can find a tool that doesn't seem entirely algorithmically manipulated by the current power structure. I'm giving Blue Sky a chance. All of the ways, how do our political party meetings become as welcoming as an evangelical Christian church? So when you come, somebody says, hey, thanks for coming. And when you're there, something happens that you enjoy. How do we build our movement that is a recruitment movement that builds, brings, attracts, enjoys more people? We'll be back. And thanks for being part of this community at our town hall meeting. More bumper stickers after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. This is your program. I'm Jeff. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals.
It's also completely flavorless. So we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Ready for the April election? Here's a special invitation for you. Join the free Protecting Justice for All conversation about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race Wednesday, March 12th from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Overture Center in Madison.
Up North News radio host Pat Kreitlow, Civic Media's Todd Alba, and Dan Schaefer will lead a guest discussion about the economy, education, environment, and more. Then stay for the candidates' debate watch party.
Attend in person or listen to live coverage from the Overture Center in Madison Wednesday night, March 12th from 5 till 7 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face, free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Hey, everybody. It is Anything Goes Friday, and people are doing their bumper stickers. Let's go to Chuck from, I think, Arling Heights, Illinois. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, Jefferson. No, you're doing a great job, by the way.
Thanks.
And I have a quite simple thing for a bumper sticker, and it's just basically this. We won't be beat. We'll put our feet in the street. I said feet in the street. I repeat, feet in the street.
Feet in the street. Love it, Chuck. Thank you so much. Let's go to Mark from Portland, Oregon, my kind of town. I know that was Chicago previously as well.
I got two for you. One is more lessons, less morons. And the other is Congress under loser Trump or cult.
Oh. Congress under loser Trump, C-U-L-T. All right. I hear you, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Let's go. Yes, thank you. And the brother of my brother is my brother from Inglewood. Nancy Oaklawn, you're on the air.
Hi, Jefferson. First of all, I was a day late yesterday. I'm a day late today. I want to thank you for doing a great job, and I want to thank Tom for having you fill in for him. I'm also thankful that finally people are waking up, and we are going to try to fight, although... the two-party system, I think that's going to take us down. But anyway, I'll continue to fight. My bumper sticker is visual. Tariffs on, I'm getting all mixed up.
You're going to be fine. Okay. Keep going, Nancy.
Doing good. All right. Tariffs are a tax on us. Us has to be spelled capital U, period, capital S, period. Yeah. And under a tax, tariffs are a tax on us. In parentheses, you put ATTACKS.
I see what you're doing there. It's visual, but I think people can visualize it. Nancy, thank you so much.
Well, if you put it on a bumper sticker, they'll be able to read it.
Exactly. Thank you, Nancy. Appreciate it. Let's go to Aaron.
Thank you
for the kind words. Means a lot. Aaron from, I think, Maryland. Go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, I like to construct my bumper sticker using a series of quotes from some fairly well-known Americans, if I may.
Go ahead.
We have all this genius, you know, stable genius. Elon Musk is a genius. His band of Dennis the Menaces are geniuses. But the genius I would like to quote is Albert Einstein. When he was asked, what's the best way to become a genius? His answer was, just know where your nearest library is. And we see what's going on with these Trumpkins with libraries in general and books in particular. So that takes me to my second quote, which was Donald Trump when he said, I love uneducated people. And the crowd laughed. That just confirmed his statement. And then it takes me to the third quote, which was from Lawrence Tararoo. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly.
You got about 10 seconds.
He's also known as Mr. T. I pity the fools. And the last quote is from my father, who said, use your head for more than just a hat rack. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Appreciate your call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Use your head for something more than a coat rack. I like it. Wait, 9925.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
how would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. South Carolina on Friday executed 67-year-old murderer Brad Sigmund by firing squad. He was strapped into a chair with a target placed over his heart and a hood over his head. WYFF-TV reporter Anna Dobbins witnessed the execution.
You couldn't see his whole face, but I did not pick up on anything in his expression that would have indicated fear.
President Trump is threatening 250% tariffs on Canadian lumber and dairy products. Here's CBS News Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady.
Lumber, though, that's really where you could see some pain when it comes to prices. I mean, think about all of the different natural disasters that have happened.
Health officials say the Texas measles outbreak is likely to grow. On the Health Watch, CBS's Alexander Tin.
More cases are expected in a rapidly expanding outbreak of measles in Texas and New Mexico, according to a new advisory issued by the CDC.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There might be a little trouble on Planet Netflix. Despite record gains last year, the streaming platform that seems to keep adding viewers and raising prices all at the same time saw its stock go down 8.5%, according to Variety, due to what most analysts are calling slower subscriber growth and a broader market reaction to President Trump's indecision on tariffs on Canada and Mexico. I know acting pretty much sounds like a cushy gig to most people outside the biz, but during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live last week, actor Walton Goggins told the story of how he was bitten by a snake while filming episode 3 of season 3 of The White Lotus. The irony was that the snake was supposed to bite his co-star, Amy Lou Wood, who plays his girlfriend on the show. Macho Man Goggins owned up, though, and says he didn't exactly play it cool. Instead, he yelled, "Oh my God, I got bit by a snake," repeatedly in front of everyone. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It's the Bucks against the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with back-to-back games at home. Tonight against the Orlando Magic. Tomorrow night against the Cavaliers. Milwaukee has won 4 in a row. Bucks shooting guard A.J. Green.
I feel like we just come together more as a team and are continuing to trust each other more and have been putting a lot of focus on that. And so I think you've been able to see that for us and how we've played. And it's just going to be continuing to take next steps with that, you know, on defense and continuing to do it consistently on offense.
NFL, only 4 players have played 16 years or more in Green Bay. Bart Starr, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, and kicker Mason Crosby, who retired yesterday.
I am a culture, team, relationship guy. That's why Green Bay was perfect for me. You know, I chose to stay here over and over again. Never went to free agency until my last year. I chose this place as it chose me, and God's plan was set in place a long time ago that this was where I was supposed to be, and I'm thankful for that every day.
That's Mason Crosby with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight. Lows in the mid-teens. For the weekend, more sunshine than clouds and warmer. Highs in the upper 40s Saturday, mid-50s Sunday. Dry through most of next week and warm. Lots of 40s and 50s, even some 60s. It's 24 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
I'm practicing my quiet voice because Monday is my wife's birthday and she's sleeping in. One of the occupational hazards of trying to do a radio show from home.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Once you try them, you'll wonder how you ever got by without them. With over 2 million satisfied customers, over 100% money back guarantee they give, you can trust CB Distillery with that 100% money back guarantee. Look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, sorry, grandma, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 20% off with promo code Tom at cbdistillery.com. That's cbdistillery.com. Promo code Tom, cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota. We're going to set a record in today's town hall meeting for number of callers taken. I'm not sure what the record is, but we're going to break it nonetheless. And we're going to start that with Sandra or Sandra from Rockport, Texas. You're on the air.
Hi, Jefferson. My bumper sticker is either stop Putin's hoe or deport Elon.
Stop Putin's hope or deport Elon. All right. Stop Putin's hope. I'm writing it down.
No. Ho, honey. Ho.
Why do I spell that?
H-O-E.
All right. I did misunderstand it. All right. And then the other was deport Elon. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Is it Sandra or Sandra?
It's Sandra or Sandy. I answered to all the above at 76, so it doesn't matter.
All right, Sandra.
Thank you. I wanted to remind you also about the women's marches tomorrow.
Oh, good plug. Thank you so much. Yeah,
yes.
Women's March tomorrow. March. And also shout out to the people who are at the Stand for Science today, on the Capitol steps today. Thank you so much, Sandra. Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Gordon from Naperville, Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey, all right. So here's my bumper sticker. A censure by fascists is a victory for liberty.
A censure for fascists.
A censure by fascists is a victory for liberty.
You're talking about Al Green.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
And because actions speak louder than words, if Green or anybody else gets censured again, every single Democrat from both houses should show up and give him a standing ovation.
Thanks for the call, Gordon. And I want to say something, because to this thought of, like, what was the best strategy? It's come up a lot. A lot of people have asked. We'll get back to your bumper sticker calls in, like, 25 seconds. It has occurred to me, I wasn't in the room, but it has occurred to me that one benefit about it just being him, one benefit of it just being him, is the message, because of the interview, and the beautiful interviews he did afterwards, wasn't Democrats grumpy with Trump. Democrats walk out. It was Al Green walks out. And then what does he say? It's not just I'm grumpy with Trump. I don't, or he's a fascist, or, you know, generalized, I'm a Democrat, they're Republicans. But it was, he doesn't have a mandate to cut Medicaid. He did not win power so that he could hurt poor people in this country. And that's a really important message. And had it been done differently, that message either would have been muddled or would have been very, very different. So it's not all bad that he got to be a singular actor. as distinct from a cascade. I'm not saying what should have happened, but I do think that's interesting. It hadn't occurred to me prior, but it's one of the reasons I do this show. It helps me think, and I learned from you. Let us go to Patsy from Yakima. You're on the air, Patsy.
Hello, Jefferson. Thank you for taking my call and all your great work. I've got two of them. Greed, getting rich, enjoying everyone's demise.
Wow. Greed, getting rich, enjoying everyone's demise. Thank you, Patsy. Appreciate the call.
It's a good my second one, for those who remember history, is stop drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I think people remember it. David from Eastline, Connecticut, you're on the air.
Hey, Jefferson, thanks for taking my call. Bumper sticker is, and I learned this from being a union organizer, is everyone is not a leader. Let's elect some. And my question is, you can maybe address this, is why aren't we descending on Washington a few million at a time? And thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for your work as an organizer. Thank you for being a part of this community. And yeah, there I think needs to be a lot more action. And it is, like, I know people felt it because I felt it. I felt a little demoralized. I felt a little frozen. I felt a little uncertain afterwards. And one of the reasons I'm so grateful to be able to sit in this chair for a week is that it gets me going a little bit. And hopefully it helps a few other people get going. And each of you in your lives can help other people get going. Even members of Congress, I imagine, they're human beings too, right? What should they be doing? They don't get to pass any laws. You go to Congress, hopefully you get to pass a bill. They're not going to pass any bill, right? So we've got to each model the behavior we hope to see in the world. I don't do that perfectly every day. I screw up a lot. But each of us got to do as best we can. John from Petersburg, you're on the air.
Hello?
Peter. John from Petersburg, excuse me.
Yes, I just got to tell you about my bumper sticker.
Do it.
Kiss my ass.
Well, I'm going to write it down. I think you meant it as a bumper sticker, not just saying it to me. But, you know, either way, thanks for calling. Jen from River Forest, Florida.
Hey, Illinois, Jefferson, excuse me. I don't know if I can top that.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Love the part with you and your dad, by the way. God
Thank
bless.
You.
But here's my idea, okay? So you got a picture of those two ugly mugs, Putin and Trump, next
yep.
to each other.
Yep.
And then underneath the caption says, Putin and Putin.
Okay.
Get it? Like, because Trump is flatulent.
Yeah, it's P-O-O-T-I-N
yes.
apostrophe.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Or if it were a video, you could have them eating a cheese dish, and it was Putin and Putin with poutine. All right. I'm sorry. It was even worse. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Jen. The Beachside Bill, you're on the air.
Hi, aloha, Jefferson. Hope all's well with everybody. I'm here in Hawaii, even though I'm still on East Coast time. I can't come up with a bumper sticker. My head's not there, but this time change that's coming up. You know, the state of Hawaii and Arizona are the only two states that have never changed their time, right? And the ironic thing is, here in Hawaii, the USS Arizona is just right up the street from me here. In World War II, it was the first one to get hit, you know, Pearl Harbor and all that. So this time change really bugs me, no end. But my good news is, I'll be good with my good news here quick, is I'm at 155 and a half gallons of blood donated. I'm the blood donor.
150, so, I remember.
How's that?
155 gallons, that's a lot of gallons, not all at once. How many gallons of blood are in the human body? I should know this, but I don't.
There are six. 6 gallons.
6 gallons. All right. So you have given, you have given on your way, you're like what, well over two. So you're like two and three quarters. You've given 2 3/4 bodies worth, or no, 20 3/4 worth of, 20 3/4 worth. I have to do my arithmetic better.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. What's so
imagine 150 gallons of milk, you know, sitting around. Just imagine 150 gallons of milk. That's a lot of blood.
It's a lot of blood. 185
yep.
divided by, I'm just going to cheat. All right. It's 25.833 bodies worth of blood. So you've given the amount of blood that if you had gone in there and just said, take it all, just said yep. Wait, if we take it all, you'll never be able to come back. That's it. This is my last chance. Just take it all. You could have done that getting close to 26 times, and that's that much blood. Thank you, Beachside Bill, for doing it, and thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks, Jefferson. Thank you. Take care.
Be well. Joy from North Fork Valley. You're on the air.
Hey, Jefferson. Oh, I'm so glad I got through on the last day. So, so you know how Trump is always projecting. Mm-hmm. So the bumper sticker is, why does Trump alienate? Because he's an alien.
All right. All right, Joy, I appreciate it.
Hold on.
Okay.
Did you watch the movie? They Live.
Do you know what's so funny? I thought you might call. Literally, it is. It's what I've done. I thought you might call, honestly. So right now, I don't think if I put it here, you'll be able to hear it. But I'm literally looking at, I don't know if I'll ever watch the full movie, because as I've explained before, when I watch full movie, it's usually with my wife, and she ain't ever going to do it with me. But I found a thing that's a recap. And I have it here, and I have some of the key lines, like, I'm here to, including the backdrop of, I'm here to I'm here to chew bubble gum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubble gum. Okay.
Right.
I'm getting some of the key backdrop from John Carpenter, some of the background. So I'm aware of it. And so Trump, you think, is an alien, and that's why he's alienated.
I think he's a hybrid. I think that's why he gets away with so much. I think we have to question. We are not alone on this planet, and we have not been alone, and we are being mind controlled, and it's very, very, very clear. Let's just look. Who built the pyramids? Okay, enslaved humans actually did the physical work, but who designed them? We don't know. We still can't do it. And where did those beings go? Did they just build these monuments and then just decide to go somewhere else?
Well, Joy,
we don't have the technology.
It wouldn't have been anything Ghost Friday without you. It's so good to hear from you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here. Jason, you are on the air from Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Oh, thanks for having me. This is a fascinating conversation. I've got a bumper sticker idea for you.
Great.
It's a great big fat one because it's artistic.
Okay.
It's, maybe lay it out with photos, but the word vote and all the straight lines are dollar bills. And the O is a compass. And maybe a subtext underneath it that just says, feed the machine you want.
I mean, I like that.
If in this capitalist society, we the people quit supporting big box stores and started supporting local businesses, we could flip the script and castrate the oligarchy.
Feed the machine you want. Feed the machine you want has a lot of wisdom, Jason. Thank you so much for your call. Appreciate it. Valerie from, is it Morton Grove, Illinois? Go ahead.
Yes, hi, Jeff. Thank you for taking my call. And I want to say a big thank you to you and your dad. I'm a really big fan. And I have a quick question. Do you have a podcast?
I appreciate the question, unless the next thing you're going to say is please don't and never come back again. I did a 100 interview series with authors, largely authors, called Democracy Nerd. If you want some of that, it's a very different format than this. It's not a call-in thing. I get kind of nerdy with people who are trying to understand democracy here and abroad. So if you want that kind of stuff, I'm also on Blue Sky, and I have a couple TEDx talks you can watch. But no, I don't have a daily podcast. I like have a job and work, and then I come here and talk to you wonderful people.
Okay, great. And my bumper sticker, and I'll look for that on Blue Sky because I'm on Blue Sky too.
Yeah.
And my bumper sticker is, greed is a deadly sin.
Greed is a deadly sin. That's a good, I'm writing it down, Valerie. And by the way, I don't know if like a family member sent you to like say something nice, but even if they did, thank you so much for doing it. I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks. I take the program every time you're on and listen to it again. Thank you so much.
Really appreciate it, Valerie. Spread the word that we got to recruit more and more people in a movement that's built on recruiting, bringing more people in. Let's go to, I screwed up. Let's go to Scott. You're on the air.
Hey, Jefferson. I am a libertarian. I left the Republican Party back in 2008.
The music didn't start because you said the words, I'm a libertarian. It was just timed that way. Bear with us. Wait, hold on. Give me 10 seconds. I'll be back with you. We'll be right back. You listen to Tom Hartman's show.
Got it.
Leave me and Scott in just a second.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is the Tom Hartman Show. We are going to set a record in calls. What's your bumper sticker? We got just some moments left on our last day, 202-808-9925.
This statement is not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day active liver tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of Active Liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with Active Liver. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Todd Alba Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
What's the unhealthiest meal, snack, or dessert that you have eaten lately? Think for a moment. Your crazy schedule makes eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables basically impossible. We're human. I don't always eat healthy. You don't always eat healthy. That's why doctors created Field of Greens. A delicious glass of Field of Greens daily is like nutritional armor for your body. Each fruit and vegetable was doctor-selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidney groups, metabolism, even healthy weight. I love the energy we get with Field of Greens. But most of all, we love the confidence that even if we have a cheat day or a pizza or some Girl Scout cookies that are on the couch right now staring at my face, I can enjoy it guilt-free because of Field of Greens. It's the nutrition my body needs daily. Only Field of Greens makes you this better health promise. Your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. And let's get you started with our special discount. 20% off your first order. Just use code TOM at fieldofgreens.com. That's code TOM at fieldofgreens.com. All right. If everybody adjusts the bumper sticker and give me 10 seconds, we can do that in the big, big finish. Laverne, you got like 20 seconds.
Don't let Trump sink the ship.
Don't let Trump sink the ship. Clayton, you got like 20 seconds.
Trans flag, filling in the letters S-A-F-O. And then another one where it's the stupid red MAGA hat that says go to therapy.
Thank you. AJ, you got about 10 seconds.
Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson, the good thing about science is that it's true, whether or not you believe in it.
Thank you, AJ. It's a great one. Carol, you got about 10 seconds.
Let's go 77%. If 23% are controlling us, let's roll. What are we waiting for?
John from West Virginia, you got about 10 seconds.
Better to be woke than asleep.
I like it, John. Thank you so much. I want to say thank you to everybody, the people who said Nazi-free zone. I won't fight Canada, Greenland, or Panama, but I'll fight fascism. Cults always end badly. Middle class become homeless. The rich become profane gods. Trump is not God. Abolish desperation. Christian right is neither. Don't Musk my democracy. Share prosperity, democracy, not greedy oligarch autocracy. That's a mouthful. Lisa said they've got theirs. Now they're coming for yours. We the people, feet in the street, more lessons, less morons. Congress other under loser Trump, spelled C-U-L-T. You know what that spells. Tariffs are a tax on U.S. As Einstein said, he said, best way to become a genius, know where your nearest library is. Trump said, I love uneducated people. Mr. T said, I pity the fool. Also, here's a bumper sticker. Don't just do bumper stickers. Act. Stop Putin's hoe. A censure by fascists is a victory for liberty. Greed, G-R-E-E-D, getting rich, enjoying everyone's demise. Stop drinking the Kool-Aid. Everyone is not a leader. Let's elect some. I won't say the other words. Kiss my beep. Putin and Putin eating poutine. Why is Trump an alien? Why does he deport aliens? Is an alien? Something like that. What I want to say is thanks to all of you. We had a chance to talk about basic messaging, about going long or going local, building a movement that recruits, teaching, including the next generation, not just moving to the middle, but moving the middle to us. You are the coalition of benevolently irrational, the good people doing good things for no good reason, and you are priceless. Definition of priceless, worth a lot, not for sale. Can't tell you how grateful I am for being with you. Keep the faith, keep building, build a movement that gets stronger and stronger, and Tom will be with you on Monday. Bye, everybody. Love you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's...
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. I've got an off day coming up, but don't worry. We've got you covered. We'll be chatting with Mark Pocan at 3 o'clock about the Elon Act. Do we really want billionaire overlords controlling our government?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. 67-year-old murderer Brad Sigmund has been executed by firing squad for killing his ex-girlfriend's parents in 2001. It's the first time that method has been used in the U.S. in 15 years. From the prison in Columbia, South Carolina, CBS's Meg Oliver says a hood was placed over his head and a target was placed over his heart.
The state of South Carolina maintains that this is not cruel and unusual punishment because they let the inmate choose the way they are put to death, whether it is lethal injection, the electric chair, or now a firing squad. If they don't make a choice, the electric chair is their default.
President Trump is threatening new sanctions and tariffs on Russia for its continuing attacks on Ukraine. The BBC's David Harper says Russia isn't letting up in Ukraine.
And Ukrainian officials say Russian airstrikes on a town in the Donetsk region